Hello everyone, this is Vivia Chen. I'm the writer of the Unfiltered column at Bloomberg Law. Today, I'm talking with one of the first plaintiffs to bring suit under the Texas Heartbeat Act. The state of Texas, as you probably know, now has the most draconian anti-abortion law in the country. It bans all abortions after the sixth week of pregnancy. No exceptions for victims of rape or incest. Another peculiarity of the Texas law is that it allows anyone, including you, me, and your grumpy neighbor, to sue someone who performs an abortion or otherwise assists a woman in getting one. Recently, a doctor in Texas announced that he performed an abortion in defiance of the law. And lo and behold, two random dudes who have no connection with the woman or anybody else are now suing the doctor. The two dudes, Oscar Stille of Arkansas and Felipe Gomez of Illinois, are also lawyers. Actually, disgraced lawyers. Felipe is suspended while Oscar is disbarred. Today, I'm chatting with one of them, Oscar Stille, who's speaking with me from his house in Cedarville, Arkansas, where he's serving out the remainder of his 15-year sentence for tax evasion in home confinement. Welcome, Oscar. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
You're like the September surprise. I mean, you kind of drop out of the sky. You know, you're definitely not the plaintiff I think people were expecting to sue Dr. Braid in Texas for the abortion he performed in defiance of the Texas abortion law. And I'm willing to bet that you're certainly not the plaintiff that the pro-lifers had anticipated. You're not exactly a model citizen. You're serving your 15-year sentence for tax fraud, home confinement at the moment. And you also seem to be kind of vaguely pro-choice, if I'm reading it correctly. So tell me, what kind of reaction are you getting?
Oh, well, it's a big reaction. There's a lot of people interested in it. A lot of people want to know what's going on and why. So, and honestly, I've gotten a lot of hate. I've gotten some love, but I've also gotten a lot of hate. And surprisingly, a lot of the hate comes from people that I would have thought to be my natural allies.
Meaning who?
People who believe in the Constitution and believe in liberty.
You at one point, I think, described to me in one of our prior conversations that you felt you were between the cowboys and the Indians. So do you feel like nobody's particularly happy with you?
I wouldn't say that. I would say that most of the people that are happy with me are not saying a whole lot right now.
Okay. That's interesting. Meaning the people who are more pro-choice?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess the big question everybody wants to ask is, why are you doing this?
I'm a big believer. I believe in logic and rationality. And I believe that every child should have two competent parents and the best set of genes reasonably possible under the circumstances. So I think that a woman should have some latitude early on. And once a child is born, I think that society has a duty to give them a fair chance. That's the way I look at it. And I think that this is a way to contribute to that goal.
Now, you mentioned, you know, it's funny because I've read things where you said you're doing this for the money, but then in one of my other conversations.
Sure.
Okay. Well, tell me about the money aspect first.
I sued for $10,000. The law provides for a $10,000 minimum judgment. And it's all punitive. There's no compensatory element of it. It's all punitive. So in order to give the court a fair opportunity to consider this law, hey, I think it's proper for me to come in and attack and do precisely what the Texas legislature intended me to do. Go try to get the money. If the law is unconstitutional and I can't get the money, well, so be it. Let the chips fall where they may.
Now, you did also tell me that you don't expect that you'll ever see a penny of it, right?
Oh, I would be shocked. I would be shocked if I get any money out of this. Even the state of Texas, the other three intervenors, all of them assume that this statute is at least partly unconstitutional. And I don't, okay, if they don't think it's constitutional, why should I think it's constitutional? And if it's unconstitutional, why shouldn't I test it? Why shouldn't I come in and be the plaintiff saying, hey, if this is honorable, this is constitutional, this is right, let me have this pot of gold.
So you're saying that largely you're doing it on principle to sort of test the law, the legality of the law. Now, you know, I talked to John Siegel, who is with Texas Right to Life, and of course he takes a very different view of your case. He says you're doing it just to seek attention for your legal troubles. Are you surprised that he's dismissing you so readily?
No, not the slightest. That's exactly what I expected out of him. I didn't expect him to care about the fatherless. Once they're born, too bad, so sad. You kind of got a short end of the stick. That seems to me to be the way that they feel about it. But they're just really going to attack some poor woman who may, basically, she loses her baby to a genetic defect and then she aborts it, and they just want to attack her. I think that's wrong.
Did you expect, you told me that you had tried to call the Right to Lifers numerous times and hit a brick wall. Are you surprised that they're not like acknowledging you at all?
That actually does surprise me. I thought that they would talk to me and try to convert me. Apparently they think I'm beyond redemption.
Why is that?
Well, they probably got my complaint and read it.
Well, speaking of your complaint, it was really lively reading for me. And you actually seem to have a pretty firm grasp of the issues. So, you know, how closely did you study the Texas heartbeat law?
Basically, I watched the issue unfold in the press until last Monday morning. I had not actually read the law. I filed the lawsuit without having read the law. Then I downloaded the law and read it.
And what did you think of it?
I was stunned. I was shocked that smart lawyers, crafty lawyers, thought that this thing would work. How, pray tell, is this going to work? To me, it just seems crazy.
Now, you also moved to intervene in the lawsuit by the DOJ against Texas for the abortion law. And you, I think you cited protection of your property right as the reason. Do you expect that to go anywhere?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, the federal judge graciously granted intervention. He granted as permissive intervention. He didn't make any comment about intervention as a matter of right. And I've also filed my brief in that case, too.
I guess a big question is what kind of impact do you think your suit will have?
I think it'll liven things up.
Thank you, Oscar, for joining me today. And thank you, audience, for taking the time to listen in. This is Vivia Chen of Bloomberg Law. And please drop me a note and let me know what you think of today's podcast.